Taking a few beautiful, deep cleansing breaths at your own pace. Allow yourself to let the vibration of the sound settle through. Giving yourself the gift of air. Now imagine yourself as you're relaxing into this space. Sitting in a circle next to one of your buddies, one on each side. You can either choose who's sitting next to you, or you can just sit wherever. We're all here. We're all friends in this beautiful circle. We're going to allow ourselves to connect our energies to the beautiful groundedness of Mama Earth. So as we sit here in circle, however you're sitting, whether you're sitting upright, lying down, doesn't matter. Allow yourself to connect to your heart space. And to connect, if you need to put your hand on your heart, please do. So you can feel that pulsating energy. Take that beautiful pulsation and allow it to exit down the bottom of your heart, growing this beautiful extension of your loving soul, of your energy, your life force, your Shakti. Allow that energy to flow down through your body towards where your feet are, and into the earth. Allowing yourself to ground and connect to the beautiful energy of Mama Earth. Rooting yourself to the earth. Maybe you find a beautiful root to connect to. Doesn't matter what we can all connect to something different, but we know that everything that's in the earth is connected. So that makes us all connected, right here, right now. So because we are all connected, our hearts are beautifully, beautifully exchanging energy. Now let's just allow ourselves to access that beautiful life force energy. We all have it within us, whether we are males or females or whatever, we all have this beautiful life force energy, prana. And it's governed by this beautiful divine essence that we all have within us. So as we sit here, let's all access that divine essence, Shakti. Shakti. What does it look like? Is it strong? Is it gentle? Is it kind? Is it all-encompassing? Allow yourself to connect to that energy and feel it and bring it within your heart center. Now of our circle today, there is a vessel, and it is full of water. Water is a cleansing symbol. It allows us to wash away the things that do not serve us, but also it has benefits of hydration, cooling, and nurture. We humans are so connected to water in so many different ways. So allow yourself to also connect to that water vessel. What does that water vessel mean to you? What does the water mean to you? Vitality, wellness, energy. How do your cells look at water? Does it allow you to see it as this beautiful fluidity? Take it into your heart space. Allow it to be there and connect it to your life force, to your divine essence. Water is one of the most essential, vital elements that we have on this earth. Humans can survive on water alone for a very long time. So it is one of those really essential, amazing elements. And our innate divine essence utilizes water to help flush, wash, fill spaces so that we can get all these essential elements to the cells of our body when we need it. But just imagine that cute little water cell kind of making its way through your body. And it's got this beautiful smile on its face. It's joyful. It's like happy to be there for your vitality. Now that we have this imagery, I want you to reach forward into that vessel, take a handful of that water, both hands, and splash it on your face. How does it feel? Is it cool? Is it warm? Is it refreshing? Is it nourishing? Let that water just kind of glisten on your face for a moment as you feel through it's making its way into your skin, into your beautiful divine self, absorbing, nourishing itself. Body is just an amazing vessel and do so many great things for us if we allow it. So let's stand here, allowing our bodies to absorb that beautiful nourishing elementary water, to flush, to love, to give us that vitality. Now you may reach into the vessel again and splash again if you would like, or you can just allow yourself to settle into that feeling from the first splash. Now, if you have something that's been on your mind, that's been in your space, in your everyday awareness, you can also use this water to wash and flush away. That particular experience. Not to get rid of it, but to give yourself a sense of vitality that, yes, this water is helping me empower myself and to give myself this ability to be with this sensation as I splash myself with this water. Some of us will feel cooling, some of us will feel heat, some of us will feel like I feel vital. I feel like really nourished in this moment. A little bit of my hair got wet, so I feel refreshed. I feel a couple drips coming down the back of my head, down the back of my body. It feels really good. Let's just take a moment to allow this beautiful water, this element, to open up and allow the divine potential within to emerge. To open your eyes if your eyes are closed. I'm going to demonstrate a hand mudra, a gesture that we can hold for the next few minutes. This particular mudra is called the Shakti Mudra, and this mudra assists in inner well-being, activation, and spiritual potential. So this entire meditation has really been about how we can access our inner power, our inner divine essence. And so this mudra is going to continue to allow those energies to flow in that way. And it is connected to the water element. All right. So the way we do this mudra is you take your hands and you fold your first index finger and your middle finger together with your thumb. So you kind of make an okay symbol. And then tuck your thumb inside and put your two fingers around and see how you got like two little rabbits. And then bring the ring finger and the pinky together. So this is the Shakti Mudra. So we're going to hold this for a few minutes and allow yourself to, as you hold the mudra, allow yourself to observe what is happening. What do I experience when I hold this mudra? Do I feel an opening? Do I feel a connection? Let yourself just be connected. Your energies, the vital flow, divine essence. Open and allow the divine potential within to emerge. I open and allow the divine potential within to emerge. I open and allow the divine potential within to emerge. A couple of cleansing breaths at your own pace. Release the mudra and relax your hands on your lap. and just continue to see how that feels. Do you feel a vibration? Do you feel an opening? You could also feel closed. That's okay. Whatever it is that you're feeling, honor it and allow it to be here now with us. So as we close our circle today, I want you to be able to take away this beautiful mudra. You can use it any time of the day, for any period of time, no longer than 10 minutes at a time. You can do it multiple times. Give yourself a break in between. It's a very grounding mudra because it's considered part of the water element. And you can also recite the mantra associated with this mudra. I open and allow the divine potential within to emerge. So let us come back to the circle. Let us recognize if there was anything that came up for us today in this circle. Allow ourselves to recognize it, see it. If you would like, you can wash one more time the water over your face, down your body, as one last cleansing gesture. And as you do that, we're going to bring back our groundedness back into the circle so that we can come back to the present moment. So allow your beautiful grounding cords to come back up, reconnect to your heart. Feel that nourishing energy from the earth. Feel the water element that came through. Feel the vitality. Feel the divine essence. I open and allow divine potential within to emerge. So slowly come back to center and reconnect to the group.